Hello, everybody. Now that I'm here to discuss the danger of exercises after eating, and cautions that against exerting oneself after eating, as he writes, it's not advisable to exercise except upon an empty stomach and after exposure to superfluities, that is, the urine and the feces, nor should one exercise in the intense heat or the intense cold. And we saw it before, said before, in the morning before eating. And again, Rambam reiterates how important it is to do moderate exercise. But then here's another nice spin from the Rambam. He says that what's the best effective exercise? He says aerobics, ball hunting, and hunting. And he adds a caveat. Perform your workout cheerfully, for joyous demeanor will create a positive psychological effect. He says the most beneficial of all types of exercise is physical gymnastics, to the point that the soul becomes influenced and rejoices, such as hunting and ball playing, because emotions of happiness often suffice to heal just by their presence. And he says the best exercise, the Rambam determines, are those that loosen and move the organs inside the body. Again, this holistic approach that involves overall body movement, and what we probably refer to today as aerobics, includes the upper and lower halves of the body rather than targeting one specific portion. I guess that would be Rambam probably would not be in favor of weightlifting, but probably in favor of swimming or using an elliptical machine. I would argue that jump roping is definitely one that uses the entire part of the body and also affects the organs on the inside as well. And the next subsection, there is no substitute for exercise. Rambam says clearly there is nothing else that you could do. That in exercising, it heats up the flames in the body, gets the blood flowing. And he says, but not all motion is exercise to the physicians. What is termed exercise, powerful or rapid motion? And he said, whatever exceeds that is exertion. That would be a very strong exercise. So not everyone can endure the exertion, but it's nonetheless better in the conservation of health than the omission of exercise. So if you could do exertion and go, shorter periods of time at a greater intensity, Rambam would say that's not ideal, but it's definitely better than doing nothing. But a lot slow and steady pace would be recommended. And further goes, talks about the benefits even when you're old. Elderly people, in particular, require their bodies to move because their bodies require warmth. And again, the idea goes on and on that it's not age specific, that everyone needs it. Again, the Machaber is 87, I believe, now, and he's kept a regime of working out every morning for best of my ability for about 7 decades, best of my knowledge. And just to Machaber continues here, and as well, in what is likely history's first recorded description of psychomagic medicine, the interconnection between mind and body in medicine, Rambam recommends that one should strive to constantly maintain an emotionally upbeat attitude, since the mental state influences disease, and a positive mental state leads to good health, etc. So again, the Rambam is saying that it's not just important to exercise, there's no substitute for exercise, but to exercise with a joyous mood. And that will really give you the holistic approach for your mind and body. To, of course, the whole purpose is to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom better. Have a great day.